I was asked by the Chavayim from Keshel Tzaddik to speak about Tes Tammuz, about this Thursday night, this Erev Shabbos. And I guess the reason I was asked is because I was zeichet to have a kesher, one much more personal, day in day out, over the course of some years, of many years, and the other really more from a distance. Both of these tzaddikim, I could say, on a deep level, saved my life. Not that chalila, I was in danger of dying, but saved my life of being a Jew, of my ruchnius, of who I am. And Tes Tammuz is the outside of two tzaddikim who are very, very different, came from a very different background, and had a different way of being mashpia, our generation, after the Muhammad, before the Muhammad as well, but particularly the generation after the Muhammad. And I'm talking about my Rebbe, Rabbi David Lifshitz, Zecher Tzaddik Kadosh Livracha, also known as the Suval Pirav, who was Zecher to learn by, I was Zecher to learn by for a number of years. He was our Masada Kedush, and someone who I loved in a very, very deep and personal way. I was very close to him. And it's also the outside of a great tzaddik, the Shefer Chaim, the Rebbe from Klausenberg, Schuskelin of Alkoi Yisrael, who I met a number of times. My father brought me to him on a number of occasions. I never really spoke to individually, privately, but he was a heroic person. I'm not the only one. There are thousands and thousands of Jews who look up to him. But particularly the survivors and the children of survivors and the stories that I heard from my father about him and later on that I would read. And the way that he spoke about his experiences of the war in a very open way that helped me personally to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ruins that I grew up with, seeing in the life of my parents, my relatives, those who survived, and the other Jews that I grew up with. That nekuda of pure emuna, that pach shemen of Chanukah, that was burning and continued to burn brighter and brighter despite all that he had been through. He lost his entire family, as everybody knows, 11 children and so on. And as I said, both these tzaddikim were huge, huge Talmid Chachamim, tremendous Talmid Chachamim. I remember sitting, I sat around 2 feet away, not even from Rabbi David by the Shia, Rabbi David Lifshitz. And I remember so clearly, one particular time stands out, that we were learning Chulin and Rabbi David was explaining a Rashba, a Chiddush from the Rashba, in his Chiddushim and in Teres Abayis and Bedek Abayis. It was a very Leibedik Inyan, a very complicated sugi in the Gemara. And I was listening to how Rabbi David was saying over the Rashba, and I was so close, I was looking inside, where he had his eyes on that page, and he had his finger in a certain place, and he was saying over the Rashba, but word for word, but that's not where his finger was. He was reciting it by heart, Baal Peh, from the Chiddush HaRashba on Chulin. He was a guy that knew Kol HaTorah Kula Mamish. But I can't say that I remember so many shiurim that I heard. I don't have the memory that I used to, and so many years have passed, and I can't remember much of the Torah, the beautiful, beautiful lamdas, and the unbelievable chidushin that would come out from Rabbi David's mouth, and the Torah that he said over from his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Shkop. I can't remember so much of the Torah, but like the story that I've often told about the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitz, that there was a Jew that was privileged to be at that nightly shiur that the Ishbitzer gave during the week between 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning, a shiur in Gemara that only the elite of the Bochum were allowed to attend. And there was somebody who said that he was there, he was zeicher to be there, and he's not able to remember much of the Torah because of what he went through in life and the years, and he couldn't remember much of the Torah, but he said, if you ask me why I'm a Jew, it's because I remember how exactly at 4 o'clock in the morning when the shiur would end, I remember how the Rebbe would close his Gemara, would kiss the Gemara, and that kiss and the way that he kissed the Gemara is something that kept me going, something that I remember. So I could say the same thing about Reb David. The expression in his eyes, the unbelievable love that he showed to me personally. I remember when I became a chosen, and I asked my Rebbe if would it be okay, would he like to meet the Kala, to give us a bracha, and he was very excited, and I brought my future wife to the apartment in Washington Heights, and first of all, Reb David remembered that he was at my in-laws' chasna many, many years earlier, and he said the exact date, where it was, where it took place, and then he did a rikud, he danced in front of the two of us, and he walked us to the elevator, and then a few months later, at the actual chasna, where Reb David came back special from Eretz Yisrael, because he usually stayed in Eretz Yisrael till after the Yom Tov, but he came back early for the chasna. We were married at the end of Elul, a few days before Shoshana, and Reb David came back specially to be at the chasna and to be Masada Kedushin. And after the chuppah, we were in the elevator, Reb David, myself, my wife of 5 minutes, and the two Edom. And once again, it was a ma'aseh with an elevator. Reb David holding my hand, and dancing in the elevator in front of my kala, ketzed rak lifnei kala. And then there was a time that I've spoken about publicly that I was driving Reb David to bake matzahs. We were going to the Lower East Side, I believe. And we were on the FDR drive, and Reb David asked me to say something over in Chassidus, and I began to tell him a Torah from the Avnei Nezer, and he said that we have to immediately get off the highway, miyad miyad, miyad, right now, schnell, quickly, to take the car off the highway. So I didn't know what happened. I got off the next exit. And Reb David told me to park the car, and it was a side street there, right off of the highway. And Reb David said, "You can't say such a thing when you're driving." What you were saying from the Avnei, and he said, "Finish the Torah." And I said over this Torah from the Avnei, and then Reb David says, "No, a rikud." Once again, a dance, and we went out of the car, and we danced over there. I don't remember what street it was, but somewhere right off the FDR drive, we did a rikud, myself, this nobody of a yeshiva bacher, and one of the tzaddikim of the generation, because he was excited over some words of Torah that I said over probably inaccurately, and he was so excited over this Torah. These are just a couple of memories. There's so many that I can't even share. And there's not the time to share. The Klausenberger Rebbe, Zchusu Yelenu, the stories that have been told after the Muhammad, he wasn't just a father to his fellow survivors. A father is a person that, you know, you respect, you learn from, and so on. But he was a mother, mamash a mother. Everybody knows the story of him taking off his own stockings, you know, that he was wearing after the war to try to give a girl who wanted to dress in the way that she used to, but they didn't have clothing, and he took off his own stockings. These two tzaddikim, their hashpa was not only giving Torah over like a father, but it was giving life like a mother, feeding and clothing and caring for and nurturing. That's how they were mechanech. I've told this also publicly, that I remember that I met a Jew someplace in the airport. I don't know, going to Eretz, I'll come back from Eretz. We were waiting for the plane, and he shared with me that he was raised in a family that they were very close to the Klozenberger Rebbe. They weren't Hasidic, but they were very close to the Rebbe. Also a family of Hungarian survivors. And he told me, he shared with me that he really wasn't doing well in yeshiva. He wasn't particularly interested. He wasn't really learning that much. And his father wanted to go with him, to take him to the Klozenberger Rebbe. And he really didn't want to go. But his father insisted. And he went with his father to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, I don't remember the guy's name is, whatever, Yankel. I want to talk to Yankel by himself. So Yankel's father left the room. And he told this to me, that the Rebbe said to him, tell me, Yankel. He asked him, Yankel, tell me, what is it that you like? He says, tell me what you like. So Yankel said, well, there are two things I really like most. The first is I really like playing chess, and the second thing is I like going to the movies. And he told to the Rebbe just like that. And the Rebbe said to him, Yankel said, the Rebbe said to me, look, I also like playing chess, and I enjoy a game of chess. He said, movies I've never been to, but I'll tell you what, Yankel, you and I are going to have a game of chess. We'll play a game of chess, and we'll see who wins. If you win, I'll go with you to a movie. If I win, the Rebbe said, if I win, then I want you to promise me that you'll come learn with me, that we'll have a chavrusa every week. And this guy told me that he said, okay. And they played chess, and he said the Rebbe smeared him. And he had a chavrusa, not just for 1 year, but I think he said like for a year and a half, 2 years, he had a chavrusa every week at the Klozenberger Rebbe. And he said that it pulled him out for many, many other things, not just chess and the movies. And he became a bigurei shamayim. It seemed to me like he was a Talmud Chacham. And all of the stories of how the Rebbe gave life to so many people after the Muhammad, during the Muhammad, there were so many nisim and aflos, and then after the Muhammad. And they're all ksuvim b'sefer divrei hayamim that we have svarim about the Klozenberger Rebbe. So to end, I'm sorry, this has been a very long, I have much, much more to say, but to end, you know, when we were in Mitzrayim, there were these women, Shifra and Pua, the Mialdois Ha'ivyois, and it says about them, Batichyana Es Ha'ilodim, that they gave life to the children. There are teachers, Rashi Yeshiva, Rebbeim, Rabbanim, who teach, who are excellent teachers, but there are only some who give life, who mamish give you the air that you breathe. These two tzaddikim, for me, gave me the air to breathe, gave me a reason to live. The schus of these two tzaddikim of the Klozenberger Rebbe and of Rabbi Dov Lushis, the schus should protect us. And we should be zeichem Mr. Shem to become dvukim, to chaye chayim baruch hu, through their teachings and through the memory of the tzaddikim, to become more deeply connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And to be zeichem for that day of Akhtiran HaShach Ne'ofra, that the tzaddikim will come back to life, by Tchiyas HaMeisim, L'Hashleim B'Amitis, Mehebim Yemenu Amein V'Amein.